Blog Talk Radio.
It's about to go down.
This is We All Be News and Radio.
Ron Hurd.
This is We All Be News and Radio.
Ron Hurd. Get up out of bed. Let's go. Let's go. Ron Hurd. That's the word. Get out of bed. Give me a jingle. My number is 051. Get out of bed. Let's go. Don't be afraid. This is Herb Smith calling you. Herb Smith. All right, I know you're famous and all that kind of stuff, but let's go. Get out of bed.
paradigm, from the Latin and Greek root, meaning a pattern of thinking, a cultural design of mind, a prism, refracting the light of your reality, or a prison, confining your thoughts in fantasies. Are you thinking your thoughts, or are your thoughts thinking you? Chill back, tune in, feel if anything rings true. We're gonna drop some verbal oxygen on you, allow you to choose red or blue. It's really up to you. Tell me, black people, who feeds you? Who makes your clothes? Who fakes your fingernails and paints your toes? Who really owns your homes? Where is our community? Society's got our children desiring guns and sirens. Rites of passage slowly dying. You can hear the tree roots crying when it gets real quiet. But rarely do we dwell within the silence. How can we, with all the gratuitous sex and violence, religion and television, promoting anti-nutrition and fake immune syndromes? The time has come to replace indecision with innovation, reclaim what's ours and change the rhythm. Instead of 40 acres and a mule, we got a 40 ounce and a tool. We became niggas with attitudes, with license to act a fool.
This is the album that'll shift your paradigm. Have you living another way in another time? Get you off the coke, dope, and ghetto wine. Start living in black and you'll shine. Yo, this is the album that'll shift your paradigm. Like Public Enemy in the summer of 89. Get to know thyself in the spiritual mind. Start living in black and you'll shine. Yo, this is the album that'll shift your paradigm. Make you change what you eat and take care of your shrine. Start cleansing your body and have a clear mind. Start living in black and you'll shine. This is the album that'll shift your paradigm. Have your people now who's black and who's lying. Have your people now who's faking and who's really trying. If you're living in black, you'll be shining.
These chocolate-covered crackers politicking on our behalf really make me laugh. But no wild, buffoonish, common view type laughter. Cause like BET, this ain't no laughing matter. Carefully selected, non-elected, morally bankrupt, corrupt black leaders holding their hands out like cups, begging the overseers to feed us, lobbying for some reparations. You really want to help us repair our situation? Help us get these silly niggas off the radio and TV stations. Help us get the children out the public food system so we can handle their education. Teach them skills to survive and create smarter generations, like how to till soil and cultivate vegetation, or how to reprogram computers to create their own animation instead of training for J.O.B.s on the next man's plantation. See, we were better off in segregation. At least then we practiced cooperation in black economics. We used to actually talk to one another until they labeled it Ebonics. From the penthouse to the projects, we seem to suffer the same ills. We eat whatever they feed us, get sick and take their pills. We used to own our own businesses, now we just get jobs and chill. We become slaves to what we see, hear, and feel. Spending hard-earned skrilla on shiny jewels and fancy wheels. See them wits and chains, we desire them still. But it ain't too late to redirect that energy. It ain't too late to recognize the true enemy. It ain't too late for a poet and MC to remind us we got to get rough in order to get free.
No longer a slave to Viacom, but a registered firearm to spit the truth throughout the youth. When's the last time we turned lead to gold? The message's still here, but the story's untold. So now, who's gonna change the schools, change the books? Open your eyes and recognize the real crooks that burnt our books and wrote their own interpretation. And I'm supposed to follow that and forget about my nation? Never. My people too strong for that. Never. We suffered too long for that. I don't want reparations, I want the minds of our children back. Wealth will come as long as they stay intact. Growing up under the Patriot Act, that ain't black. Rough Mike, Freedom Writer. This is the album that'll shift your paradigm.